Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments. Well, I'm here again with my guest, Amy Stackhouse. We spoke with her a couple of days ago, and she's back. Amy is an advertising and marketing professional. She's president of Turnkey Connections, an advertising and marketing agency that helps motivate consumers to action in a digital world and builds loyalty. So welcome back, Amy. I appreciate you being here. Tell us about someone else in your life who were a small-time leader that did or said something that changed the way you live and work today.
Probably a person that has impacted me a great deal in how I think in the marketing world and how I actually work with my clients today would be a gentleman named Fred Goss. He was the marketing vice president of the Pantry convenience store chain in the 80s. And I worked for him and came in. At the time, all of us who came in together and worked under Fred, he called us the dream team. And part of what we did was to motivate district managers to put together the programs. There were buyers in our department, but my job was to take whatever we were promoting and get it out to the store to have the communication for the person who walked into the convenience store.
Yeah.
So Fred would be the person that impacted me so much because he pulled together this team. And we were talking a little bit earlier that part of the dream team, there was a basketball dream team that had Larry Bird and Magic Johnson. And it was that whole kind of group. Mm-hmm. And we were in North Carolina, so NC State and Duke were tremendous basketball rivals. And so there was a lot of competition, but camaraderie in that whole environment. There was just in the air. And that's what Fred brought to us. He pulled us together as a team. He was a dreamer. He would let us do anything. We could be absolutely at the top crazy to try something. Not trying was a mistake to him. Trying was never a mistake.
Wow. To have a leader like that early in your career has really surely made a big impact to you. He sounded like a wonderful role model. What were some of the principles that you picked up from Fred?
Well, I have to tell you, I mean, he was great, and he was a great role model as far as professionally, but Fred was a tough guy. I learned very early in my career, don't drink, but go to the bar early and hear everything he had to say. And Fred would look at me the next morning and say, Amy, you feel as good as you're going to feel, but by noon, I'm going to feel a whole lot better. So I did learn some things personally about him that I truly took to heart and learned not to behave in a certain way professionally. So that was good too.
Yeah.
I still adore the man and think highly of him, but I did learn some hard lessons too.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I learned, I mean, we worked together. We became a team. We formed. Everybody had a purpose and a reason and skills that were terribly important to that team. So I learned how to brainstorm. This was in the time of corporate America where you came into the room, you had the paper on the walls and you wrote all over it and no idea was a bad idea. And then you whittled down to what you were actually doing. You also made people accountable. You put the purpose out there. You put the person who was responsible, you put the action steps. And so it really helped me learn how to put together a marketing plan, how to put down actionable items that could be measured. And, you know, you talk about that in marketing today. I mean, everybody wants to only spend money that they can figure out how it's benefiting. Mm-hmm. And so I learned a lot of those skills. I also learned to love what I'm doing and be passionate about it. And there were a lot of fun things we did and crazy out of the box thinking. And in the advertising marketing world, it is so actually nauseating to see nothing new. Mm-hmm. Everything is just being done and repeated. And the minute you see somebody do one thing, it's like, oh, you got to hurry and do that. And it's like, No, they did it yesterday. And so to be first, to be the one who I've talked in my life about mistakes. Mm-hmm. If you make a mistake, okay, but you can take the risk and then you're first.
Yeah.
And so Fred kind of gave me a lot of that.
Sure.
Go ahead and try to be first and apologize later if you need to.
So how does that play out, what crazy Fred taught you about a team and all that with your clients, how you approach your clients today and work with them?
Well, really just to set some clear goals and to try to achieve. First thing I do is I go in and I listen. Mm-hmm. That is probably the first and foremost that I will do. And sometimes people want to come in and hand a contract to a client and say, okay, here's what I can do. But the problem with that is you don't even know what they need. So I learned to listen. And that's probably what Fred helped me do some. And to reach for the top. And sometimes a lot of methodology can be used and you can get some wins just by asking. Fred wanted to use, I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill, and he wanted us to buy that song. Well, back then, this was probably in 87, 8. We really didn't, that wasn't going on. So we had to learn, how do you get the rights to that song? And then he wanted to use it in our commercials. That was forward thinking. So the way that I pull that to my clients now is I want to be forward thinking. I don't want to be an agency. I'm not out to win an award. I'm out to help you do something that in 20 years you're going to be talking about going, was that not cool? And money at the same time.
Well, thanks, Amy. It sounds like your Turnkey Connections really connects with their clients on a relationship level rather than just transactional and kind of building your own team from what you've learned, that the client and you are a team together. And I appreciate so much what you shared with us, Amy. Before we go, can you tell the listeners out there how to get in touch with you? And we'll, of course, have this on the show notes, but run through that for them and then we'll wrap it up.
We have a website, turnkeyconnectionsgroup.com. So you can definitely find us there and then utilize Instagram and Facebook, and both of those are Turnkey Connections.
All right.
And so we're there, and I didn't get a chance to say, but I also am really heavily involved in a podcast. It's called Stacked Keys Podcast, and what it focuses on is women who are out there really doing and creating and making an impact, and the stories that you hear of people who are just living life and not even realizing that they're making such a difference. So that's another place that can be found.
What's your name of your podcast again?
Stacked Keys Podcast.
Stacked Keys Podcast. Listeners, please look that up. We'll put all Amy's information on the show notes. Amy, thanks so much for being with us, for taking your time today.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control, but I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.